This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, the Surgeon General has launched a campaign to encourage Americans to get out and get walking.
What?
Walking's the healthiest form of exercise that we can do. And I was thinking about this, you know, especially this time of year. You know, you see those zombies on TV, and, you know, they don't look healthy to me. I'm just saying, just those zombies walking. Not like a picture of health.
They're skinny, though. You ain't seen a fat zombie, have you?
Is that true?
Why don't you see fat zombies?
Because I don't know.
That's interesting.
Well, they should have fat zombies.
I think so, too. That's discrimination.
It's not. I mean, some of us would be dead.
Yeah.
Maybe we just wouldn't be walking.
Yeah.
We were like, you guys go ahead and walk. Yeah. And stay here.
I'm tired.
I'm going to sit at home.
You're the zombie who sets a trap. You wait for people to walk to you.
Yeah. Well, how many miles do Americans walk per day? If you think about all the times you're taking a step, I mean, a lot of times you'll have, you know, those little step counters on your watch or whatever. Tell you how many steps you've taken that day. Well, you'll be surprised.
Now, what's the target when those things? 10,000 steps?
Roughly, yeah.
What's 10,000? How far is 10,000 steps?
I do not know that, but I do know that they say we walk 4.3 miles a day. Now, that's the average American. Someone like you trying to get out of walking might be a little bit less.
A lot less. Yeah. All right, so 10,000 steps is 5 miles. So that makes sense because people were going for a little more than the 4 average when they were doing that.
Well, I just went out for a walk yesterday just to make sure, you know, and I still don't like it so much. It's not a lot of fun.
It's all hype. It's just not.
It's the slowest form of transportation. That's why we started inventing things like bicycles, was to find a faster way to get places.
Yeah, we've gone pretty far with that, too.
So, yeah, I'm like, when you can go somewhere at 50 or 60 miles an hour, why on earth would you walk at 2 miles an hour?
I think that makes a lot of sense.
I'm in no hurry.
Other things you can do that's kind of like walking, and I thought this was very unusual. Well, I'd like for us all to try it here. Don't do it if you're driving. But a study shows hopping is good exercise and helps lift your mood when you hop.
No, it would mess up my knee.
Hopping makes you happy.
Yeah. It makes you hoppy. They just that's hypo.
No, hopping makes you happy, they say. You can hop for less than 30 seconds, they say, and you'll be happy.
Are we going to do it?
Yeah, I thought we'd just take a second there and just hop and just, you know, hop up and down.
I'll judge how you guys do it.
Do it. Tori, you're not going to do it.
Sure.
It's like,
I ran into my chair.
Y'all are just going to be tired is what you're going to be.
I'm still buzzed from last night.
Hold on. Just 5 more seconds of hopping.
We got to start over. I didn't do my watch.
No. I counted for you. Okay, you know what? I'm in a better mood. I'm laughing. I think it's just because it looks ridiculous when your coworkers hop.
I have a headache.
I need a break.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, for two of you, it didn't work.
It did not.
And Hawk was already in a good mood, so that doesn't count.
Yeah, it does. I'm like, you know, I just wanted to see if I could get them to hop with me. I just made this last part up, y'all.
So it's happy for you.
No, it's actually, as they say, hopping is good for you. It's like anything. I mean, if you ever jump rope, you get to jumping rope in less than a minute, you're tired. You think, oh, I can jump rope. It's great.
Have you ever jumped rope?
Me?
Yes.
We're going to do it?
Absolutely.
Because I can't jump rope.
Tom.
I don't have, no, I can't do the timing.
We should hula hoop. Remember the days of hula hooping?
I can't do that.
Woo! Roundhouse.
But I'll tell you what's good exercise is roller skating. My legs are still sore from last week.
Oh, yeah. I can roller skate.
It's fun.
I was pretty much like that guy at this roller skating rink in high school.
Oh, I get to see this.
Like, I could make my legs go like I was disco dancing.
Can you do that now,
yes.
though?
Oh,
I got to see this.
It never goes away. It's like riding a bike.
We're going to Golden Skate after work today. I will pay for you to roller skate.
I'm pretty good at it.
I'll buy you slice of pizza.
I got videos of me like skating, and I'm showing my feet. It's pretty impressive footwork. I will say. My daughter doesn't like when I do it because she's afraid I'm going to die.
You realize you're a grown man bragging about how well you skate. That's pathetic.
Oh, you cannot talk. You brag about so many things you shouldn't brag about.
Yeah.
Oh, my head hurts.
Kato's over there, and he's in like having a stroke because he hopped.
Well, yes. He's got a hangover. Don't hop if you got a hangover.
I don't have a hangover.
Okay.
I'm still celebrating.
I'm still drunk.
Hasn't happened yet.
Okay. Well, go ahead and take a walk today. You'll be healthier. Take a hop.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We got daylight saving time coming up this weekend, so you will set your clock back, not forward, because a lot of people say they actually set it the wrong way on the daylight saving time weekend.
Does that make you late or early for church?
I don't know.
Tom? It would make you early because yeah. I did it in the spring, okay. And that's when I was late.
Well, it's going to be cloudy for you Friday, a high of 76. 16% of people say they've accidentally said something bad on a work call because they forgot to mute themselves. A lot of times we will have the Zoom calls and stuff, and you know, the person before the meeting starts, can everyone mute themselves? Can everyone, you know, take care of that before we start the meeting?
I didn't say something bad, but I did get busted shopping during a meeting.
How'd you do that?
Because she shops at everything.
Well, I know that, true. But how do you get busted doing that?
Because I thought my camera and my mic were off, and yeah. our big boss was like, Tori, where are you? And I was like, I'm at home. And he said, I can see the Ulta sign behind you. And I was like, it's just a backdrop.
You say with the client.
Yeah.
So you got busted shopping and lying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're going to heaven.
It's a good day for me.
So you were in the store shopping?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She doesn't even sound that ashamed.
I know. It's almost like she's proud of it.
Honestly, I kind of am because I got a really good deal that day.
Well, overall, 72% of people have had something embarrassing happen on a work call, although it's usually not as severe as, you know, them saying a curse word or something like that, and that where they thought they were muted. Most common embarrassing thing is answering a question that wasn't for you.
That's not that embarrassing.
I don't think it's embarrassing either.
If you know the answer.
But a lot of times, too, and here's, Tom has done this before and we've talked about it. He would take a nap back in the day underneath his desk, and then everybody go in the office, and we'd, you know, vent about anything that might have happened on the show. And if it happened to be about him, he's like, I'm under here.
Oh, yeah. He heard a lot before he came out and told us
well,
that.
Well, yeah, I waited till I heard the juicy parts.
Yeah.
I was like, I heard that.
Mm-hmm. So that's one way to also sneak to find out what the coworkers are thinking about you.
I wasn't sneaking to find out. I was just taking a nap, and y'all came in and started talking about me.
Mm-hmm. We thought we were hiding. You weren't in there.
I was. I was under the desk.
Well, you know what? Bonding with your coworkers, they say, is very important as well. They found the best way to become friends with your coworkers
is to pick coworkers that you like.
Well,
I know.
Okay.
Happy hour.
Kind of.
That's
I
a good
guess.
Answer.
Yeah, because I mean, I didn't like Tori when she first got here,
and yeah. then I got him drunk
a couple of times.
They say the best way to become friends with your coworkers is go on a business trip with them. 85% of people say that they've built a friendship that way.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Because you go out, you don't have anyone else to hang out with, so you're forced to hang out. Mm-hmm. And then you're probably relaxed and not quite as uptight as you are at work. It's like you're getting a little bit of freedom.
But it could backfire and could ruin your work relationship.
Or your home relationship.
Well, we've had conferences and stuff, but we've all roomed together. And there was that night that, Tom was sleeping, and someone stood up in his bed and was just standing there in the middle of the night after he come in from the hotel.
I don't know if that explains it clearly enough, but Kato climbed onto my bed, and he was standing facing the wall. And the reason I woke up is one of my hands hurt really bad.
Yeah.
Because he had his foot on it. He was standing on one of my hands.
Yeah.
So then I kicked him off the bed, and he went and climbed out into the balcony. And I told Hawk, hey, your producer is probably going to fall off the balcony. This is the first time I met Cato.
Yeah. You didn't think I meant that on purpose. I was trying to.
You were trying to jump already?
This is all hearsay, because I don't remember any of this.
Yeah.
It's the record companies.
But you learn a lot from those people when you do go on business trips, and you have to room with them, too. Yeah. That's the first time you're like, oh, man, dude, he's clipping his toenails on the toilet seat.
It's crazy. I haven't been invited back to any kind of radio convention. Yeah.
Yeah.
It does seem odd.
It's really odd. They have them still. I just have never been invited back.
So here's what you need to do is just go to work today, pick out a friend, and say, let's go on a business trip together. I don't get to know you well.
I don't know. That could come across...
Right. Yeah, it's really weird. Maybe it's just best to do it like you and Tori do it and just go for happy hour.
Yeah, that's all I need is but a couple hours.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I got a little daylight savings time PSA here. This shocked me, actually. 83% of people correctly know to move their clocks back an hour for daylight savings time in November.
Mm-hmm.
12% will incorrectly spring them forward. So there's 12% of people that are going to spring forward this coming weekend.
When people ask me, I have to think about it. Hold on. Spring forward, fall back. So back, fall back. Okay, back. Turn back.
Yeah, you can get an extra hour of sleep.
Yesterday, I kept calling it fall forward all day, and I was like, why does that sound wrong?
Yeah.
It's fall back.
See?
I don't know why my brain kept doing that, fall forward.
I think the important thing is they know whether or not that they're supposed to stay up until 2 a.m. and do it at 2 a.m.
There you go.
Because that's important.
So what are you going to do with that extra hour that you get? I'm going to make minute rise 60 times. You get it? Minute rise 60 times.
I bet you're the life of the party.
I am. My kids love those when I have kids' birthday parties. This is kind of interesting, and I know you guys have heard to change your batteries and your smoke alarms on daylight savings time, which I'm like, do you do that twice a year when you spring forward and fall back?
Ideally, because, I guess.
But I'm like, your battery will last way longer than that now.
Yeah.
I wait till they chirp, which is always at 2 a.m. in the morning on a night that I need rest, and it's not clear which one's chirping.
Well, 41% of homeowners say they test their smoke alarms each month.
They are lying.
I do that with my cooking.
Maybe that's what they meant.
Yeah, okay.
Good point.
At least you're smoking here. I'm just testing your smoke alarm, honey. It's working. Yeah. You know what? I did that one time. I heard a chirp in the house, and I was like, oh, man, where is that? And I looked. I went to every smoke alarm, sat there to see if it was that one smoke alarm. And I realized I'd forgotten I'd hidden a carbon monoxide detector in my house behind some books. And so I finally spotted it there because it chirps the same way as your smoke alarm.
I would think the carbon monoxide made you a little hazy in finding it, too.
Yeah. Where is that thing? As
funny,
I pass out, yeah. 34% say they don't check their smoke alarms, Tom, monthly or replace their batteries until they hear the chirps.
All right. My house was built in the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. It has about 20 smoke alarms in it. I ain't worried about one of them.
Yeah,
when it chirps, I'll go find it, but I am not worried about changing and checking batteries every friggin' 6 months. I'll wait until they beep and I'll go find it.
Okay.
I got plenty of backups.
Well, change your batteries. They say check your smoke alarms, all that stuff. Here's something else I had no idea. They say to restock your emergency kit, like your first aid kit.
Where is that at in the house?
Exactly. I don't have one either.
I mean, I got a drawer. This is where all the Band-Aids are.
Yeah. I'm out of Band-Aids.
Okay, but you need to stock up is what they're saying, you know, because you'll be looking for that Band-Aid. You
so go to Walgreens and get some Band-Aids.
Yeah, and put in that drawer if you want to. And they say, you know, go through anything, make sure it's not expired. That ties in with cleaning out your medicine cabinet.
Call me.
Okay.
Why would I clean out my medicine cabinet?
You toss out anything that's expired.
That's stupid.
Or no longer able to use.
And then 3 months later, you're like, oh, I really need some of that whatever medicine. And they're like, oh, well, I guess I'll have to go to the doctor to get it.
I do this monthly, throw out expired stuff.
Yeah.
Well, can I?
I'm just kidding.
Can you throw it out to me?
I don't throw out medicine. I keep any.
If it's about to expire, they say go ahead and use it as quick as possible.
Right. Now, the reason I say this, and for people who are freaking out, they've done studies, and most, if not almost all medicines, they test them at 10 years, and they're still fine. They may be a little weaker than they were before, but for the most part, they function exactly the same.
And I think it depends on the medicine, my doctor told me.
Some antibiotics will go bad sooner.
Right.
Well, that ain't the only thing that you clean out, apparently, for daylight savings time. You also clean out your pantry and clean out your refrigerator. It's a good time to declutter all the food and nasty expired stuff that you have in your pantry and fridge.
I love doing that.
I do too.
It gives me so much joy.
And the crazy thing is I have nothing in my fridge or pantry.
It's like a checklist. You know, like, oh man, that mayonnaise is 2 years old. I'm going to get that out and put it in that little bitty bag to take out to the trash.
A few weeks ago, I was having dinner to friends. Some of us got together and I opened her pantry and I'm like, oh, I'm having a panic attack. I said, there's so much food. I want to come and organize this and get your cans lined up in a single file line in alphabetical order based on what veggie it is.
Making sure they're facing all the same way.
Of course, so you know what you got.
David, can you come over this weekend?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Organize my Campbell's soup, if you don't mind.
I could do it in alphabetical order.
I wish I could trade off with my skills. Like, do you need any zits on your back popped?
I don't know. I can't see my
back. Okay, maybe we could work something out.
I can help with that, too. I'm in.
I don't want y'all touching me.
Okay.
I'll use gloves.
I don't like people to touch me like that.
They say that's something that you don't have to check your spouse's back for daylight savings time weekend.
We do.
That's not on this list.
My wife and I do every 6 months.
All right.
Gross.
And finally, they say flip your mattress. Some mattresses should be flipped twice a year. To avoid irregular wear.
Why are you laughing, Kato?
I can't flip mine anymore.
I never flipped
the other
a mattress.
Side has a canyon on it.
Oh, okay.
Grand Canyon
you
on one side.
You need a new mattress.
I really do. It's old. But, you know, it's once I flipped it, and now I sleep on each side to keep it all even.
Yeah. What you need to do is smack it, flip it, rub it down.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You need a new mattress.
Yeah. I have a spare mattress in my guest bedroom, but that's older than the one I'm on.
Isn't it funny how
I don't want to spend the night there.
Some people are like, that's one of the most important times of your life, and we're so cheap there.
His refrigerator looks so great.
It's perfect.
And then he's got a mattress with a hole in it, basically.
No, it's not a hole. It's just a little dip.
It's like if you roll too far, though, you're gone.
That's the other side. That's why I can't flip it back to that side.
All right. Well, just make sure you know it's daylight savings time.
This is why I don't sleep good. Isn't it?
Or talk to us about this kind of stuff.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Okay, so this is one of the weirdest Halloween traditions I've ever seen. It's almost like this entire community has been brainwashed. It's in Des Moines, Iowa, which I thought was a normal kind of place. So normal that it was considered like the example of America, like Peoria, Illinois or something.
Mm-hmm.
But they do something very strange for Halloween, and they've been doing it since 1938. They don't celebrate Halloween.
Huh.
The entire city.
Wow.
They do something called Beggar's Night, and it's the day before Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And they do go out, and they what we would consider trick-or-treating, but they also have some strange customs.
I mean, it kind of is like you're begging for candy.
It is.
I mean, if I went downtown and a bunch of kids come up to me begging for candy, I wouldn't give them any. But that one day a year, I'll pass out.
Yeah, one day a year, sure, yeah.
Well, they have something where they require the kids who are asking or begging for this candy to tell a joke.
Huh.
to get the candy. They have to tell a joke first.
I'd come home with one Snicker bar.
Hawkey wouldn't even get that.
You wouldn't get any Snickers.
What if they sat there with the full size and the fun size, and then you told your joke, and they were like, oh, honey, you get the fun size.
That's a fun size joke, not a full size joke.
Or based on the joke, you either get a Reese cup if it's good or raisins if it's not.
They're like,
raisins pretty bad.
Uh-huh.
So what's really interesting, you know, Caitlin Clark, the WNBA star, she actually is from Des Moines, and she tells an interesting story about her mom was really a stickler for the joke before she would hand out candies. She just wouldn't give the kids candies unless they told a joke.
Okay.
My goodness.
Well, I'm guessing she was pretty lax on the jokes, though. It could be a simple knock-knock joke.
Because kids have a little hard time at times telling jokes.
That's true. I could see how that would be troublesome.
So do I. Sometimes I get distracted mid-joke, and I'm like, uh-oh, where was the end of this?
You're in that joke cul-de-sac, like, where is the...
Well, that's why I got a knock-knock joke. You just go out with your knock-knock joke prepared, and you just deliver it at every house, I guess.
Right.
That would be what I would do. I would even maybe just be like, hey, you start.
What?
Like, you tell a knock-knock joke, you start.
Banana.
That's not how you start a knock-knock joke.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Banana. Okay. So how many fun size do I get?
I'm taking candy from you right now. But it's so weird to me that this community, now this is the first year they've ever done Halloween on Halloween because they had a bad storm come through that was predicted for the night before Halloween. So they had to postpone a day for safety reasons. And they actually, for the first time since 1938, did Halloween on Halloween.
Oh.
And they said they didn't even realize how odd they were because they've been doing it this way so long. They didn't understand that the entire rest of the United States doesn't do it this way.
So nobody ever moved to this city from outside to say, what are y'all doing?
Yeah, call them out.
Yeah, we're not going to do that. Uh-huh. We're going, but I mean, I guess it's illegal to trick-or-treat on Halloween there.
Right? I don't know if it's illegal, but one's ready for you if you do.
Yeah,
but,
and honestly, you know, you see a bunch of kids dressed up in costumes and then going in the back of the police car handcuffed. I'm like, that would be weird.
Well, we got a text. As someone who has lived in Des Moines most of my life, I can tell you the joke thing is not mandatory and is starting to die out. So many Cato transplants have moved to the area with no affinity for the tradition, and fewer people are doing it. On an average beggar's day, half the kids will have jokes. Most will have one ready in case the old kook at the door makes them tell one.
Yeah. And I will say the transplants, you can come with your ideas of how you did it in your town, but don't try to change their town.
Yeah. Right. Well, in this case,
and I'm
maybe
telling that for people moving into the upstate,
right?
Don't change the way we are.
Don't you change us.
Don't you change us. We're nice right now. We like fried chicken and Duke's mayo.
I had my first person not wave back the other day, and I was like, oh boy, here come the transplants.
Well, in this case, I think it's a good idea to go ahead and maybe try to get them to change themselves.
Yeah, I mean, after that long, you'd think that whatever happened in the 30s, that they would say, well, you know, that's kind of crazy because...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder.
Was that Michael Myers, was that from Des Moines?
I got to think it was some kind of overly religious person who was like anti Halloween, and so they enforced it on the entire town somehow.
But you're assuming, Tom.
Well, I don't know why else you would do that.
But a lot of people have been talking about for years changing actual trick or treating off Halloween night because it falls during the week so many times.
Change it.
But
to
when
Saturdays.
You were a kid, you didn't care what day it was.
I got bed at 11 o'clock last night because of trick-or-treating.
Because our latest was 9:30, and we looked at them they were crazy.
After we trick-or-treat, put the kids to bed, and we have a few drinks.
Oh, so it wasn't kids.
Adult trick-or-treating is way different than a kid trick-or-treating.
Yeah, that was the real treat part of the night.
Well, Des Moines is Iowa's capital city, and they've been doing this for 7 decades. They say also they tried to tamp down on hooliganism, which I don't really know why shifting it a day forward would have changed any of that.
True.
But they said having the kids have to tell a joke kept them from using their energies and their creativity in other ways. I will say, that's stupid to me, by the way. I will say we had an egging in our neighborhood.
Oh, no.
One of our neighbors got eggs thrown at their front door, which is really rude.
You know, and I did not see any toilet paper on my way to work today, like in the trees and stuff.
Nobody can afford to waste that stuff in this economy.
Yes.
Well, not only that, but
you can use it first.
We had a situation where...
Does it make it stick better?
Oh, stop.
I'm going to recycle my toilet paper. I'm sorry, Tom.
Wow. So we had a situation where everyone who left a bowl out, some kids came and stole every bowl. Not just the candy, the bowl, too.
Yeah.
The mom was like, actually, that's a nice bowl. Go ahead and grab that, too.
I guess every one of them was a nice bowl.
And I noticed that last night in the neighborhood I was in. There were a lot of just bowls sitting out, but nobody stole anybody. Yeah, in fact, the kids seemed to be nice as far as grabbing.
Right.
They didn't grab all the candy.
With the Ring doorbell now. But there was one dad, I think, on one of the Ring doorbells where he was encouraging his daughter just to take as much as she wanted.
Oh, wow.
So you got those great parents. But I say in the future, use a paper bowl or some kind of a throwaway bowl because apparently people suck now.
Open the bag and just leave the bag here.
I just pour it in my driveway.
There you go.
Good job, Cato. Keep the spirit alive.
Yeah.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.